USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight, but a virtual affair this year due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. It'll run from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern over four nights. Democratic National Chairman Tom Perez says for voters, the event will still prove exciting.
This is about our vision as a nation. How will we build back a better America? 99.9% of the American people watch a convention on television. They don't physically attend a convention.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will give his speech to accept his party's presidential nomination on Thursday night. Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will speak on Wednesday night. President Trump starts a campaign swing today with appearances in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Later this week, he'll visit Joe Biden's birthplace of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and then Yuma, Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has struck down several reports which had been claiming that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin may have a summit to discuss arms control before November's election. O'Brien told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday the White House briefly considered it but has since rejected that idea. Many police and fire organizations in New York City pledging on Friday they'd make sure a 9/11 remembrance that was canceled by city officials would be put back on the calendar. Now New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo's taken action, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the annual September 11th light installation, during which two columns of light are projected into the night sky from ground zero, is back on. The governor said the state will provide health care personnel and supervision in order to ensure the safety of the large crew required to assemble the Tribute in Light installation, which features 88 7,000 watt xenon light bulbs on the roof of a parking garage.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As a couple of tropical storm systems are developing in the Atlantic, the Mississippi coast today will remember what was once the hurricane that all other Gulf Coast storms were measured by, Camille. It made landfall near Waveland 51 years ago tonight as a Category 5, with winds initially estimated at nearly 200 miles an hour, but after further study years later, they were downgraded to about 175, but it still ranks as the second most intense storm to ever hit the continental U.S. Camille produced what at the time was a record storm surge in Pass Christian, a record broken 36 years later by Hurricane Katrina. New Zealand's Prime Minister postponing elections there because of a new coronavirus outbreak, moving the election 4 weeks to October 17th. Political parties in New Zealand were in favor of the delay since it's been impossible to campaign as the country remains locked down again. The lockdown order has also recently been extended to August 26th. And a home is for sale in Missouri that comes with a rare amenity. The two-bedroom, two-bathroom historic home in Fayette has 9 jail cells in its basement. The real estate agent says the possibilities are amazing in that listing for the 1875 building that housed Howard County's sheriff's office and jail. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.